Yeah, there's lots of podcasts out there, but they all talk about the same thing, the same way, over and over and over and over again. Are you tired of the normal podcast? Are you tired of the same old thing? Then step out of the normal zone and step into the Roni Zone. Roni Zone Radio is a place where we look at all kinds of different things, from God to Star Wars and everything, and I mean everything in between. We look at it from a lot of different angles. We have people with different points of view that discuss things that you may never have thought about before. So get rid of the normal shows. Get rid of the normal podcasts and step into the Roni Zone. Roni Zone Radio, a very, very, very different podcast. Roni Zone Radio is available at jrdonline.com. So it's interesting to live out your faith in 2008. It's never a dull moment. And I think that one of the things that I wondered is, you have a great podcast. What is it like to be a Christian podcaster?
I think, first of all, if you're going to explicitly come out and say you're a Christian podcaster, you need to be prepared that unless your podcast is a sermon that is part of a major world ministry or a church with 5,000 or 6,000 people at it, that your podcast is probably going to have a pretty low listenership. If you're explicitly Christian, if you're saying you're explicitly Christian. The reason being is there are very, it seems, and I'm only, this is only anecdotal evidence, I cannot prove it, but of the people who are the most vocal on the internet, it seems like the atheist or agnostic, they tend to be the most vocal, and they tend to be very anti-Christian. And I think when you come out and say that you like science, you like astronomy, you like technology, and then you throw in that you're a Christian, they're expecting you to shove creationism down their throat, all this other doctrine. That's why I pretty much come out straight when I describe my podcast and say, yeah, I'm a Christian and there's a devotional in it,
right?
But you can skip that part if you want to. You know, everything else is just me commenting on the news and on science and things like that. And yes, I look at science through the lens of my Christianity, through the lens of what I believe. But so does everybody else.
Sure.
You know, I don't fault someone who's an atheist who looks at a scientific finding through their atheistic lens. I may disagree with what they feel the implications are or the significance of it is, but that doesn't make that particular finding less exciting to me. Or less real, for that matter.
Mm-hmm.
I think the other thing with being a Christian podcaster is it's a lot more difficult to connect with other Christian podcasters. Mm. I've been doing this since November 2005. And in that time, there's been a small group of people that I've been able to find out. And the only way I've been able to find out that other Christians who podcast is by having to listen to other podcasters who are Christians. And because that's not something, there's not a really very many places online where you can go and find a directory of Christian podcasters. There is the Godcast 1000,
right.
But most of those are sermon casts.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of those I don't think are even in existence anymore that are on that list.
Right.
When I started my podcast and I had a lot lower subscribers when I first got on that list, I mean, I was in the top 50 and didn't have nearly as many hits on my website as the one up above me. But because there were so many of them that were at one or two hits a day, then mine kind of floated to the top. So it started to come together here in the last year or so. There have been a lot of other podcasters. Rob Christensen and Matt Farina over at Geeks and God, they did a conference this year, and that brought a bunch of people together. There were no other podcasters there besides myself, but it did expose me to other people, and they mentioned podcasts that they listened to that were Christian podcasts. The thing is that you find is that most Christian podcasters online only talk about Christian things.
Right.
So they talk about the Bible, they talk about missionary trips, they talk about witnessing, and that's not necessarily a bad thing. But there are other podcasters out there who are Christians, but because of their audience, they kind of leave that out of their podcast. Their podcast may be family friendly, it may be a great podcast, but they leave that portion out of the podcast because it may make their podcast less attractive. It makes it tough. And that was a decision that I had to make early on as I first started podcasting. And I at one point thought about kind of revamping everything, renaming the podcast, and just coming back as just a technology podcast and just not even involving anything with Christ in it, just to see if the popularity would go up, if I could get other podcasters to play my promos. And I decided against that. I did find it interesting. I actually had one of my promos played on the Seventh Son podcast.
Wow.
Now, we're talking about a guy who gets like 30 to 50,000 downloads per episode. He has a lot of subscribers.
Sure.
And I was really expecting like a big hit on my website. And it barely, I mean, there was a bump, but not what I expected.
Hmm.
You know, people just kind of turn it off. They hear Christian and boom. It's off. I'm not even going to check it out. So I've been doing a little advertising lately to try and expose my podcast a little bit more to others. And I actually got an email from someone the other day who said, "Wow, I saw your advertisement on a website, and I was so glad to find it." So, I mean, it worked for one person.
Sure. Yeah.
So, and that's all that I asked for. I didn't pay a lot for the advertising. So, you know, that's really all that I asked for.
Mm-hmm.
Twitter has helped definitely kind of get the exposure out there. But it's difficult being a Christian podcaster because there are so many other choices people have. And, you know, like I said, just by anecdotal evidence, most of the people that are on the internet and using the internet actively and are using it for social means, so we're talking about social media at this point now,
right,
are not Christians.
Mm-hmm.
So I think once the church kind of gets turned on a little bit more to this, we'll see that change. But, you know, the church is usually 5 to 10 years behind when it comes to technology. So I think we're just starting to get on the beginning wave of that for the church. And those of us that have kind of stuck it out for the last 5 years,
mm-hmm. yep.
we'll be there for them to kind of come on and jump on and really start using this social media to advance the cause of Christ.
Sure.
Because, yeah, I'm about technology, but I'm also about using it in the church for the church,
mm-hmm.
and using it responsibly. So now as the church comes around, I think this is the right time right now. Within the next year or two, we're going to see an explosion of Christian podcasts on the internet. And I think that's really going to be something that it's going to start making a lot of noise.
Yeah.
And, you know, just like anything, when Christians get involved in things, the secular media is going to make noise about it.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to notice it. You know, look at what's happened with, you know, Facing the Giants and Fireproof, movies that were made by a church, did well at the box office, and nobody knows why it's
right.
working out. It just is, because there's no way there's enough Christians in the country to support the kind of numbers that they have. So people who aren't Christian are going to watch it, even though they know the message in it is a Christian one.
Sure.
So I think that's going to happen with podcasting as well. As the church kind of starts moving on there and starts building stuff up, it's going to bring other people into maybe looking at these other podcasts and saying, "Oh, well, maybe they have something to say that I want to hear." And so hopefully I'll be there to do that, unless, you know, things change.
Sure.
Because they always can. I'm always reevaluating. But I think right now, you know, just being a Christian podcaster right now, it's hard.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. You know, one word, it's hard.
Yeah, I think the church as a whole, my opinion, is afraid of everything that's not blessed by a dogma or a pastor or someone who speaks for the group. And, you know, we can look back to stockings, for heaven's sake. At first, it was just, you know, ladies of the evenings wearing stockings. And all of a sudden, they took a vote one day in church, and then they're wearing it in church. And then next was television. That was of the devil. Movies are of the devil. Music's of the devil. And so every leap that has been taken to actually maybe spread the gospel, or at least look good going to church, for heaven's sake, it's always been met with this, it's unknown, and we don't know. And if we don't know, it's probably of the devil, so we're going to stay away from it. Now, the internet obviously has its pitfalls, has its trouble. Totally understand that. I get that. But the power of it, just kind of like what you're saying, is immense. You know, we can see that just the dissemination of information, you know, pro and con for anything. It's just that the power is there. And I think that we have seen, you know, these sermon type podcasts, and there's a lot of them, a lot of good ones out there. But I think that God is putting little seeds in people's hearts that there's something more, that there's something else. I think the wave is coming, but the wave is going to be a good thing, and it's going to give people what they need. It's not just going to be a sermon, although sermon is a wonderful thing, but I think it's going to be how to take care of a family, how to save money, how to use a computer, how to understand certain things. I think that God is going to begin to raise up people to not only bring the gospel or their testimony, but also something practical that's going to draw people to it, and then people will be affected by that. And I think that's what we're going to see because, you know, I mean, if you've been around podcasting enough, you've heard of these big names and you listen to their shows, and they burp in the microphone and they say all kinds of stuff, or they act like, you know, they're just the greatest thing in the whole world and all this kind of stuff. I think people are getting tired of that. And I think there's coming a point where they kind of want some reality that's not the reality that we've seen before. And I do think that atheism and agnosticism is rampant, and they're very vocal. Bill Maher is their poster child, and they go to the church of Bill Maher. But I think there's coming a time when we need to remind people that we're here too. And we don't necessarily want to go out back and slug it out, but we just want everybody to know that this is a free country, free internet at this point, and we're here too. So I'm glad you're here building your show and helping out people. I'm just glad you're helping out people understand the internet, because I explain that all the time to people. So thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm glad to do it.
Let me ask you this. There's a lot of choices for religions out there. Kabbalah, Scientology. You pick a star and you can just kind of follow them. And there's agnosticism. You know, what was the clincher, Christianity? Why? Well, why did you choose that?
I would have to say it was just because of my first real kind of exposure to Christianity was when I was probably 14 or 15 years old. You know, I'd had a few people say a few things to me when I was younger, but there was really nothing that kind of stuck. But when I was 14, I was a freshman in high school, and I was an equipment manager for our football team. And one of the other guys who was, I guess he was a junior, maybe he was a sophomore, he was a Christian. He was an equipment manager also. And he used to just kind of say these off-the-wall things to me. You know, we'd be talking about weird names, and he'd say, "Oh, if you want to hear some weird names, you should look at some of the names in the Bible." And one time we were talking about magic, and he said, "Oh, if you want to read some stuff about magic, you should read the Bible." I mean, everything was like, if you read the Bible, you know, that's in there too. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, magic in the Bible, and you know, what's this guy talking about? So he was kind of planting these little seeds in me. And towards the end of the school year, he had invited me to go to a camp, a Christian camp. And I kind of said, yeah, sure, I'll go. And I'd really pretty much forgotten about it. For my 15th birthday, my parents bought me a scooter, a motor scooter. And I got my license, and I could kind of buzz around wherever I wanted to on that thing. Couldn't get much over 40 miles per hour, but it was wheels, right? So I'm buzzing around one day and got my helmet on, and I hear someone yelling my name. Which anyone who's been on a motorcycle or even a scooter knows, when you have a helmet on and the motor's going, hearing somebody that's 30 feet away from you calling your name is, you know, like trying to hear a pin drop while an orchestra is playing. You just can't do it. And he reminded me of it, and it was literally 3 days they were leaving. And I thought for sure my parents were like, nah, you're not going to be able to go. Because the big clincher was, you know, I was living in Texas at the time. The big clincher was you go to this camp and the last day is a day at Astro World, you know, which is like Six Flags.
Sure.
You know, so I was like, yeah, sure, you know, free tickets to Six Flags. Why not? I could put up with that.
Yeah.
I'm not going to give my whole testimony, but I went to this youth retreat and I experienced God in a way that I did not think was possible. It was a personal experience to me. It's not something that I can say, well, you know, if you start believing in God, if you start believing in Jesus, you're going to have the same experience that I am. It's not going to happen. But I think that that's what it took for me, because I was very kind of turned off to the whole idea of religion in general. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't say that I was an atheist. I wouldn't even say I was, you know, maybe borderline agnostic. Mm-hmm. But to me, I needed an experience. I needed God to really come down and touch me in a way that I could say that this was God. And it happened. Like I said, I'm not going to go into the details of it.
Sure.
But that's what did it for me. It was a personal encounter that I had amidst hundreds of other teenagers there, and just that finally clinched it for me. And when I look back at the series of events that it took to get me there, it couldn't have been a coincidence. Mm-hmm. It had to have been something that was orchestrated. And I think only the God of the universe could have orchestrated something like that. Mm-hmm. So I think that's really kind of really what clinched it for me. I mean, that was the one thing, that one moment in time, you know, and I know not everyone has that experience when they come to God. To some people, it's a gradual experience. Mm-hmm. And other people, it's kind of instantaneous. We're all individuals and God treats us like individuals. So we all have an individual experience with him. And it was really something that did it for me. You know, some people come about it logically. And for me, it was more visceral for me, more emotional. It did it for me. It really did it for me.
Second question, kind of similar to that, is why do you stick with it?
I continue to stick with it because God just keeps proving himself good and true over and over again in my life. That's the only reason why. You know, when you first become a Christian, you're kind of on this high. But after a while, unless you've been able to really get yourself into God's Word and really concentrate and build up your faith, you're going to lose it. Mm. So doing that and seeing God prove himself to me over and over again has really what has benefited me.
It's been fantastic to be on Skype with John. And what a great guy. What a great show. His Jesus Geek podcast is at jesusgeek.info. And do you have any snippets of things that are coming in the future? Anything you're excited about?
Well, you know, it being November, this is the anniversary of my podcast. So I'm trying to think up something to do, you know, as a special. I just kind of finished the whole promotion with Peter Franzen and his audio drama that was released. So I'm on cruise control right now. You know, sometimes the podcast is going well and you just enjoy what you've been doing. You keep it on cruise control for a while. So that's where I am right now. There's plenty of news out there for me to keep up with. I might do, you know, I've been sort of doing this series on kind of internet awareness. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to continue on with that. And probably when I'm done with that, I'm thinking about maybe doing something related to cheap computing, you know, doing things cheap on the internet or with, you know, finding good deals on computers and things like that, you know, given the sudden downturn in the economy and all that.
Quite sure there'd be a lot of people that would appreciate that. So,
and I'm a cheapskate, so.
Hey. Me too, man. Me too. So, John, it's been a great time talking to you tonight.
Well, thanks for having me, Jeff.
I feel like this is our moment, you know, and I just don't want to blow it.
This song is not a rebel song. This song is Someday, Bloody Someday.
I can't imagine what life would be like without you two. You know, maybe one day I'll find out.
best band in the world?
Still Lumped.
Line them up.
Deep, deep down. Would you rather watch an Ed Wood movie than go to church? Deep, deep down. Do you feel you must choose between God or Godzilla? Deep, deep down. Do you wish everything would stop so that you could read scripture while imitating Bela Lugosi?
God chose the weak things of the world to shame the strong. He chose the lowly things of this world and the despised things and the things that are not to nullify the things that are, so that no one may boast before him.
Do not fret, my friend, for you may go to church and hear a sermon about Ed Wood, and you may have both God and Godzilla on the Excuse Me, Ghidorah podcast, found on iTunes and at linthatcher.podbean.com. That's Excuse Me, Ghidorah at linthatcher.podbean.com.
This is John Wilkerson, host of the Jesus Geek podcast, which can be found over at JesusGeek.info. Jesus Geek is a technology podcast hosted by a Christian, geek, amateur astronomer, and homeschooling dad. Updated weekly, it features news about technology, gadgets, computers, both PC and Mac, and tutorials. You'll hear about technology not from an insider, but from someone on the outside looking in. It's a different perspective that I think you'll find refreshing. In addition, each podcast contains a spiritual element, whether it's a reading from scripture or devotional, or an exposition on scripture by the host. I hope you'll join me every week at www.jesusgeek.info. Thanks for sticking me in your ears.